Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Hey, everybody, we're back.
Woo. Hey, what's up? It's been so long.
It has been.
What are you guys talking about? It's only been a week.
I saw Nika 2 days ago.
Yeah, Nika was just in our home.
Actually, yesterday.
Yesterday. We saw each other.
That's right.
Yesterday.
Oh my God, you guys saw each other in person?
Yeah.
And we saw Bachman a week ago.
A
week and a half ago-ish.
What? Did it fill you with joy? Did seeing your friends in real life, in person, fill you with joy?
It did.
It was so comforting to be able to just like look and see where Tony was and to know that he was safe with friends.
Yeah.
Well, if you playing along at home would like to feel these feelings too, go to geeklycon.com.
Yeah!
Now that the Kickstarter's done, here comes the fire hose of GeeklyCon. We need you to join us, please.
Yeah, you can only go to one thing. Do the Kickstarter, do one of the 18 Patreons, or go to GeeklyCon. I'm joking.
Do them all.
Oftentimes at the frickin' GeeklyCon, the frickin' patrons will get together and laugh. The frickin',
yeah,
the frickin' stream people that are on twitch.tv/geeklyinc get together and be like, oh my God, it's you and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see them, we're like, oh my God, it's you.
It's you.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Oh my God.
And then there's like hugs and fun and stuff. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So check out geeklycon.com.
Yeah.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, if you're a little freak.
If you want us to keep doing GeeklyCon, go to geeklycon.com.
Well, Michael, isn't this year is really special and neat?
This one is really special. It's going to be at this really swanky resort, and it's like not super expensive or anything, but it's like really nice, and there's like a sick pool.
Hell,
you can like
yeah.
swim from inside to outside.
Oh, I love that.
It's really nice. It's really cool. I think it's going to be the best one yet. I feel like we won't have to feel like little weirdos in quite the same way. We'll still keep the weird vibe, of course, but it's going to definitely, even if we're not the only ones there, it's definitely going to feel like we're going to be running that hotel, if you know what I'm saying, as opposed to having like 2 weddings and a Christian retreat there, which occasionally happens.
Right. You're going to get a lot of info very soon. But yeah, so keep your eyes peeled on social media and your inboxes and whatnot.
All the good info, geeklycon.com is the website updated yet? Will the website be updated?
Yeah, you can go to geeklycon.com and you will be able to buy tickets if you want to.
Hell yeah, that's my favorite website.
It will take you to Eventbrite, and Eventbrite has the info.
Used to be Dogpile, now it's this website.
The charity stream is the weekend of April 29th. This is like the 50th one we have done. And if we break or even match what we did last year, our total donated across various charities will be over $100,000.
Holy shit.
All of the various charity streams. So
that's insane.
This year, the big thing is it's from 4 p.m. to 4 p.m. instead of 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. Go to geeklyinc.com and in the top right on the web version. I don't know what it looks like on mobile. There's tons of info there. If you're listening to this near-ish to February 28th, it should be on the front page of the website post style. If you're listening later, just keep scrolling, baby. It's on there somewhere.
It's probably going to be after about 10 stories.
Gotcha.
About halfway down the page.
We do so much podcasting on geeklyinc.com.
We really do.
Wow.
We're out of control.
Should we cut back?
No.
Yes.
No comment. Just kidding. Never. Just kidding. But yes.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
So wait, we killed all the hook horrors? I thought they ran away.
We got them.
Okay, so there's nothing else in the mine.
Oh, hello, Celine. It is I, Skin Kai.
You were in the OT and your family was starving?
Well, they forced me to join. They forced me to join the OT after they arrest me and realize I am full of the magic. The magic that belongs to everyone.
Yeah, go to the basement of the temple. All day.
What? Why?
The OT's coming today to pick up the Theonite, so yeah. You can't frickin' be here.
Goggles! Guys, check out the goggles!
What big news?
Oh, did you hear about Wally Bone Braids?
Yeah, he's dead.
Granota dropped off 45 gold pieces for you earlier.
Oh, sick.
Oh.
Where would you go, though?
I think we're just gonna head out east, where it's bad.
I'm not a fan of your friend, what's his name? Screech?
Yeah, no, it is. He's not my friend.
He looks sick to me.
Ill?
Yeah, he looks like he's got something.
I got lizard brain.
And I shrug and kind of slap it on the side of Screech's face. I told you. And I will cast Lesser Restoration. Yeah, this is one of those spells that you do it, and then you touch a creature and can end either one disease or one condition affecting it.
Does it work?
I mean, yeah. So the caravan pulls up. There's just, you know, there's a whole bunch of wagons. It's not massive, but there's, you know, a good, like, 30 wagons, right? And there's all kinds.
30 wagons? That's pretty fucking big.
That's massive. Whoa.
It's massive.
That's a fucking big wagon train.
How many wagons are in the whole town?
One. You see two ominous OT members step out. They have this terrible vibe to them. And they start walking towards you. A lanky old man hurriedly walks between the two of them, tuxedo butlery kind of outfit. And he goes,
"Oh my word, Master, there you are, Master Echo. I have dire, dire news."
Milton Graves, you son of a bitch.
Sir, I must speak with you at once.
Okay, my man, let's go do it.
Privately.
Of course.
And they scurry off. The two OT members walk up to Celine. One of them is a more sort of burly fella. He's got a face that looks like it has never smiled. The other guy is he's thinner. His, you know, somehow his robes are like crisp and perfectly pressed. His hair is black and shiny and slicked back, and he has a twirly mustache.
Hell yeah.
Like Daniel Day-Lewis in Gangs of New York?
Yes. Yes, it is waxed. And they're sort of menacingly, slowly strolling towards you.
And Michael, I'm just going to assume that I have not met these people before.
You've not met these people.
Okay.
Yeah, so they come up to salute. And they give you the traditional OT greeting. You know it. You know the one.
I know it. Okay. So, yeah. So, I bow and touch my right shoulder and put my left arm behind, and they do the same to me because that's what we do.
They do the exact same to you.
Is there like a classic bow of like, if you're lower, you bow deeper? Or
I think definitely. Yeah. I think it's definitely a like, yeah, the higher up you are, like the like highest up, they just like barely even nod their head, you know. But they just lightly touch their shoulder.
Hell yeah.
But like if you're like, you know, trying to move up the ranks and like show that you're dedicated and serious, you like really go for it.
It's like you're pretending to wear a straitjacket.
Yeah, it's just around.
Ben Esper, I presume.
Yes. Yes, that's me.
We should go someplace quiet to discuss.
Yes, we can go to the
Will your servants get our bags?
Oh, I will. We're...
You, big one. My bags are in the...
What's that?
Caravan over here.
And Celine looks at Chuck like, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, sir. Yeah. And I don't do the bow, but I...
Yeah, why would you?
Whatever. We are owed a little bit of payment from servicing, but, you know, I'm sure you're good for it. We're happy to grab your bags, and we'll bring it to the Goblin Pit. I'll assume you're staying in there, or...
Yes.
Cool.
That sounds correct.
And we can go there now, actually. I'm sure that we can, you know, we can either go to my room... Or a quiet corner. I mean, I think probably at this time of day, probably it'll be quiet in there. And I'm sure that Ratma could get us, you know, a quiet place to talk. Yes, let's go.
All right, let's go.
and Celine is like leading them, but like obviously is getting stressed about like not walking too far ahead of them, but like also not too far behind, and like trying to be casual. And then I'm assuming Chuck is just like carrying like everything.
I'm just like, what?
Rourke has also grabbed things, but has not said anything.
Yeah, there's 30 wagons. I don't know. Just grab like one thing that looks like where they keep a paint.
So yeah, so Celine leads them into the goblin pit. I'm assuming, is it like quiet in here, or are there people in there?
Everyone's probably out at the caravan, and you know, if there's like, they probably have like goods that you don't normally see here and stuff like that. So
yeah, so everyone's distracted.
And it's Fish Wednesday.
Outside?
Inside, really, if you think about it.
What?
It smells like fish?
In your heart, but yeah, it's Fish Wednesday.
So Selena leads them to a table in the corner of the goblin pit.
They go over and Knots pulls out a handkerchief and wipes off the seat.
Rourke takes out a snot rag from her pocket and sees what he is doing and goes to wipe off the top, but instead just lays it like a nice tablecloth.
A table for you two, please sit and sup upon our finest mead and wine, and we shall bring you a potato dinner.
I prefer elven wine, please. Oh. I almost said ale. That would have been foolish.
Yes, we'll bring you all the elven wine.
Thank you.
And then Rourke winks at Chuck.
Stop.
You know, are they all like this, Van Esper? I thought they'd be more brutal.
Well, no, the people here have been very, very kind to me, actually. And they're
fascinating.
Yeah, no, it's been quite nice, actually. I've enjoyed serving the OT here.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
I'll bring their bags to an empty but in nice room upstairs, Michael.
Okay.
Is that the one I stayed in?
Yeah. We finally fixed the window. It took us 2 weeks. Mm. And I want to look inside the bags.
Okay. So are you waiting until you get to the room to look inside the bags?
No, I should do it around the table, figured, spread it all out.
Checking for magic traps. I'm not there. I can't.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I don't cast detect magic very often. Chuck would probably be too nervous, right, to do that, because what if they have detect magic and then if
right,
they see me do detect?
Like-
so, Michael, I'm gonna straight up just do a quick once.
Well, hold on. So you're bringing the bags up the stairs, and you walk past Ratma's room that on the way to this room, and you note the door is ajar, and you
that
see
must
inside.
Make it hard to shut.
I was like, can I? Is there a way to kick him out of the call? I don't think I can. You see, as you glance in, you see Ratma putting what looks like a pair of boots into a rucksack.
Okay.
And she appears to be packing a bag.
I stick my snoot in there, not stealthily, whole ass body and head, with the bags. Psst. Ratma, what you packing up?
Oh, hey, Chuck, what do you got there?
It's their bags. Do you want to help me rifle through them? You still have pretty decent eyes. Are they? Do you think they're booby-trapped or anything like that?
No, they're probably fine. Go ahead and go through them. Drop them off and come back. I got some stuff I got to talk to you about.
Okay, drop them off, look through them, and come back, or drop them off, come back?
Yeah, that's fine. It's going to take me like 4 or 5 more minutes to get this back.
Okay, perfect, bye.
What are you rifling? What are you doing? You searching this bad boy?
Yeah, I just figured do a quick perception check, because I feel like I don't have a lot of time. My perception is, why is it always so hard for me to find it? That is a 17. Just a quick, like, hey, anything jumping out of me, hey, over here.
Well, you find a little bag of coins. Probably has about 100 gold pieces in it.
I don't touch it.
And you find what looks like some sort of journal.
I open it.
It has some sort of strange writing in it. The letters almost seem to squiggle when you look at them.
Oh, yikes. Ouch, my eyes. I should have went to warlock school to figure this one out.
And, you know, a bunch of clothes and stuff like that.
So, okay, nothing super cool jumping out. That is good for my ass. I don't think the sending stones work the way I was about to say it. But I was like, what if I threw one of the sending stones in there? But that's a very bad idea. Michael, I'm going to put them back the way I found them and go talk to Ratma. I will be the third whispered conversation.
Nika, did you actually go to get elven wine, or what are you doing?
I go to get some wine, and I don't really know what makes elven wine elven. So I remember we talked about Ratma having some body parts in a jar, and I assume that there was like some elven parts. So I'm going to put some elven parts in the wine and take that out to them on some sort of platter, but it's like not a fancy one. Like it's, I don't know what it is. It's like the platter that we.
So is it just like a goblet of wine with like an ear floating in it?
Yeah. Like a margarita, but, or not like a margarita, like a Bloody Mary, but like wine. And there's like a little snack and there's an ear on it, like a sausage roll and the ear.
Now, when we said that she had a thing of body parts, did we actually say that?
I feel like we did.
Yeah, because it seems really menacing to have a have a bag of body parts.
Yeah, but I feel like every bar has a body part jar in it.
All right.
The alternative is her toenails, so body part or toenails.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if we're negotiating right now, it's body parts, I guess.
Rourke brings it out, and she, similar
before
to...
Before you bring it out.
Oh, okay.
Your pocket goes... Zzz, zzz.
I pick it up. Lucy Juicy, what's up?
Hey.
Sup?
Are you around?
I'm in Ratma's. This is all one thing at a time, so the sending stone says it. I'm getting ready to serve some elven wine to these OT people. I'm trying to trick them into thinking I'm fancy.
You don't get the kind of response that you expect back. Uh-oh. It's much more subdued. And they just say, it just says, can you meet me at the tower?
Done. And then I go out. Can I go out now?
Do whatever you want.
Okay, I go out and I just plop the wine down on the table and I don't like, I just say, finest elven wine, bye. And then I run away.
And I'm assuming Celine sees the ear in it.
Yeah.
I grab it And I was like, oh, no, this is not the way. And I'm kind of like holding it in a way that you can't really see. Like I'm like grasping with both my hands. No. Rourke, you didn't even like do it in the cool glass. I got it. It's fine. You seem busy. I'll take care of this. And Selena's like awkwardly like bumping into the table and she is power walking back behind the bar.
Jesus Christ. You guys think you own the place? Wow. I feel like the people that work there are like, what is happening?
I bet that Chuck would just be like, oh, she thinks she owns the place.
Yeah, I was like, my head apparates from the ceiling, like, you have to drink it.
I'm actually trying to solve a problem right now. I go back behind the counter and I grab three glasses and I pour a different wine in them and bring them back. Like, ah. Here you go. Sorry about that. Sometimes I've been, you know, helping around here a little bit. Just, you know, doing my part in the community.
Agent Van Esper, you cannot be serving like a common, pardon my language, but wench?
Well, I mean, helping out as in, I'm helping right now with you because they have other things going on, and so in this specific instance it's appropriate for me, but I would never, in a normal situation, serve any of the town people here. That would definitely give a wrong impression of what an OT adept, and I would never do that.
Yes.
Can I do a persuasion roll?
Sure. Yeah.
I need to persuade them that I'm being so sincere.
I think that's a deception.
Okay, then deception then. Deception.
Yeah, persuade them about about me decepting them.
Okay, but they're the same, so
it's important.
18 deception.
Yeah.
So good at lying.
He seems like he kind of shrugs and takes a sip like he doesn't give a shit.
Does he react to the line?
He's making a yuck face.
And the scene fades out. Let's jump back to our friend Screech Echo.
Should I take my headphones off?
No. But everyone else should.
Oh, you okay. Jackass. Should we mute our microphones or should Jennifer and I just keep talking? Like,
yeah, just chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's HIMS.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Sir, I have dire news. My voice has changed.
Oh, God. What could be worse than what's happening here?
What's happening here?
I've had to change my superhero persona like 5 times.
What? Why?
It's been hard.
What explanation can you possibly give?
It's been, you know what? It's just been hard. I'm glad you're here. It's good to see you. What's happened?
Do you, Master Echo? Do you need a hug?
That would be nice.
Okay, bring it in.
I'm bringing it in.
And I brought you some of those little biscuits you enjoy.
Oh, biscuit booze.
Here you go. Take a nice bite.
Oh, I'm getting sleepy. You better tell me what you need quick.
He waits until you bite into it, and then he goes,
"The OT has seized ownership of the mine."
Of this mine here?
Yes, all of your mines.
What about the businesses?
They seem uninterested.
So the combination Taco Bell KFC is okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
you're not concerned about...
I'm very concerned about the mine, but I mean, I just need to make sure that I can still get my famous bowl.
Yes, well, this is going to put a it's going to be a major issue for your finances, you see.
But we shouldn't have that much tied up in the mine, surely. I mean,
it's your entire business other than
I just thought we'd been circulating the fake Screech Bucks. Then
yes, well, there's unfortunate news there as well. This is the last case of Screech Bucks. The printing press has been taken over by some strange man named Cobblepot.
Yeah, I heard about that. Can they legally take these? Do we have any recourse?
Well, we just sort of made it up in the first place, didn't we?
No, I'm sorry. I went back to the mines.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, they
dummied up some claims that your parents used magic to forge documents. They're saying that you never even owned these mines.
That's insane! I don't think they had any magic at all.
They certainly did not.
If they had magic, they would have...
not been killed by it.
Yes.
So horrifically.
Okay. I don't know why you always insist on telling me how horrifically my parents died.
Well, I don't think it does anyone any good to soften the blow whatsoever. Would you like a cookie?
Is this the same as the biscuits?
Yes.
I don't actually know where your dialect's from, Milton.
Nor do I.
Yes, a cookie would be nice. Thank you.
Here you go. It's a biscuit.
Damn it, Milton!
Yes, I think that they're going to... There's something about the Theonite. They need more Theonite for some reason. And they're going around and basically seizing control of mines and things like that.
Well, surely we could provide them with all the Theonite they need. What could they need so much for?
Well, they haven't... They don't want to pay us, I think.
So the question is... Who's at the top of this? Where's this coming from?
I think it goes all the way to the top.
They always do.
You have to follow the money.
Okay.
All the way to the top.
And that's exactly what we'll do.
Have you picked up any new wards?
You know me so well. I have to admit, I did get a new ward. I can't help it.
I brought some extra tiny crossbows if you need them.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, those will do great. I don't even know. Honestly, to be honest, I don't know where she went.
Oh, well, let's go find her.
All right. Should we whisper to each other while it fades out?
Sure. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Ratmo. How's it hanging?
I'm a little, I don't know, man. It's not great.
Just seeing the OT down there got you heebies in your jeebies or anything else?
Yeah, I got some, well, can't really talk about too much of it, but,
Okay.
I gotta leave town for a few weeks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
We were thinking about leaving town too, but part of that was just because things were getting real weird.
Okay.
So we were thinking, you know, if we take ourselves out of the situation, then, you know, your booze and your cells and so forth wouldn't show up.
Hey, Chuck, let me tell you. Let me give you a little advice from a person who's been around the block once or twice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, tell me.
I didn't get this old by being a sitting duck.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When things get sticky, sometimes you gotta...
You get sticky.
Get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes total sense to me.
But,
You said you can't tell me. I mean, I don't, our relationship has been really good, based off keeping our secrets, so I'm not gonna try to push it.
Are you gonna leave? Are you gonna leave town?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's a good idea.
Unless something keeps us here. Wink. Yeah, you know, obviously, we both keep our secrets from each other, and that's the way we like it, but it felt, and I put my hand on her shoulder, like, kind of awkwardly, like, but felt like maybe I should mention, you know, that you could talk to me if you needed it, but whatever.
Nah, I'm good. Chuck, you're gonna be fine?
Me?
Yeah, you just keep your head down.
Yeah.
Be smart. Watch that daughter of yours, because she likes to get crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that wagon has absolutely left the pasture, because if I was smart, we would just go, I don't know, make her be like a nun or something or whatever, and hang out in a little farm town instead of following Celine. But maybe, hey,
yeah,
you can't run your whole life.
She'd just run away, you know? Kid like that.
Exactly. And they won't expect this, and I don't think they're looking for... I mean, there's no reason why they would look for her, and I don't think they would be looking for me. It's just, you know, whatever. Not important.
I don't think they're looking for you. I think you're gonna be okay.
Yeah. I'm one of thousands of people, you know, who just disappeared.
Exactly.
Not a big deal.
Well, I gotta just find someone to keep this place open. Give it, you know, let Meat take care of it or whatever.
Yeah. Meat seems good. Or the Flint Beards, maybe.
They would be. Maybe. Flint Beards could be good.
Frimbor always talked about, you know, expanding his baking operation.
Sure.
Derlin Miller is the Miller.
He
would be bad at it, actually.
It's a good name, but yeah. I don't know if he has the skill set.
I agree.
Chuck, can you look at me? Me in the eye. Look me in the eye, Chuck. Can you be cool for a second?
Yeah, and I guess, do I pull a little chair over because I'm like 14 feet taller than her?
Yeah. I gotta give you this thing.
Okay.
And just be cool.
Okay.
Just hold on to it.
Is it drugs?
No.
Okay.
Just keep it safe.
Keep it secret, keep it safe. Classic.
Keep it secret, keep it safe.
I can keep, I can keep secrets, and as long as it's not something too fucked up.
No. Here you go. She hands it to you, and it is a small silver key.
Small silver key? I love getting a mysterious key. Cool key. Is it to something special? Is it,
let me just say, I will get it back from you in a few weeks, okay?
All right.
I will find you no matter where you are. Don't worry about that.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep it with my stuff. It safe with me than anywhere else on the planet, baby.
That's, Chuck, this is why I'm giving it to you.
Thank you.
Because I know you'll keep it safe.
Thank you.
Keep it secret.
Keep it safe, yeah, classic. Well, and I put my hand out, like, this has been a great undetermined amount of years. Couldn't have done it without you, and best of luck. Hope obviously we'll see each other again for the key and whatnot, but
yep.
It's been pretty great, and put my hand out for a handshake,
and she gives you a nice firm,
and then I pick her up in a big hug, like, come on, you son of a bitch, God,
Chuck,
miss you,
you old
so and so, and then I set her down.
All right. Keep your head down. You'll be fine.
You got it. I've left Rourke alone way too long. I need to make sure nothing bad's going downstairs. But cool beans, baby.
All right.
And they're both probably just being like overly, you know, unsentimental about it, pushing those emotions away. Like, yeah. Oh, man, the cloud's coming in. Bye. And then just leave the room. Like, be strong.
Nice.
Be strong.
So, yeah, so you got a text.
Okay. I just leave. I put the ear wine on the table, and I head to the tower.
Okay. So it's like, you know, it's like a 20-minute stroll, 15-minute jog.
I do text my dad, and I say BRB.
Do you all have stones? I thought just you and Lucy had them.
I text whoever, and I assume it's my dad, and I say BRB.
Okay, great.
It might be. It might not be. Who knows? Maybe it's Willy Bone Braids getting a old sending message.
Could be. All right, so you make it to the tower. It is now, night has fallen now, on the 15th day.
Oh, this seems, okay, the fact that you said on the 15th day makes it sound like something's happening.
So, yeah, you get to the tower.
Okay, I text Lucy and I say, okay, here, where are you? What room? Should I come up? Do you have like a secret ladder in the window you want me to climb? Lucy, let down your juicy hair. I don't know.
The door creaks open.
Is Lucy there?
If she is, she must have just retreated back inside.
Okay, Rourke's dumb. I'm going in. Yeah, I have no reason to think that it's nothing but Lucy, so I'm going in.
All right, you go in. And there's a little... So, you know, this is the White Spire, right?
Yes.
and it's still pretty busted up from being abandoned. Lucy has essentially made a nice corner for themselves. And there's like a little fireplace and there's a little fire in it and a table and stuff like that.
Nice.
And Lucy is sitting at a table.
Okay.
And she has a mug of something.
Lucy never looks this sullen.
Yeah.
Lucy, what's wrong?
Hey, thanks for coming over.
Yeah, of course. You said you needed help, you said just to meet me here. And so I dropped everything.
It's just like, it's been one of those days, you know?
Ugh, yeah. You got bad brain?
I've got extremely bad brain.
You want to go break something?
Kind of.
Okay. Well,
what do you want to break?
I don't know. Ooh, the OTs brought like 30 wagons. We could like break some of their spokes.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, they won't catch us, right? Oh, we'll go invisible. And then they won't catch us.
Oh my god, you should totally... Can you turn me invisible?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let me double check. But I'm pretty sure that I can do it to like other people.
And Lucy looks kind of relieved. And you notice, you think Lucy was probably crying.
Lucy, were you cutting onions in here earlier? It kind of smells like a stew.
No, like, it's really stupid, okay? But...
Hey, it's not stupid if it's upsetting you.
Do you know that intensely gross and creepy and disgusting old guy who worked at the graveyard, Wally?
Yes, I know of Wally.
He died.
He did die. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. I heard they're not even going to have a funeral for him.
Do you want to have a funeral for Wally? Was he your dad?
No, it's just, he's like a, you know, he was like a weirdo. He was like an outsider. Like me?
Yeah, he was getting me a skeleton so that I could raise it.
Yeah. And I don't know, I feel like, if that happened to me, then I don't think there'd be a funeral.
Rourke takes Lucy's hand and looks right in their eyes and says, Lucy, that is so stupid. You shut up, you dummy. Because if you died, I would be inconsolable for like, I would make a ballad about you and I would sing it every night for a week. You would have top like... Everyone would say, is Rourke going to sing that sad song about her friend? And Ratmo would say, yeah, of course she's going to sing that song. Her friend was a best friend. It was the only friend she ever had. And then she died. What do you think? She's not going to sing a song for her best friend. And then we're going to feed him toenails.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. And if you want a big funeral, then I'll have a big funeral. I'll light this whole town on fire for you.
Okay. Yeah. No, I want that, actually.
Okay.
If I go down, fucking burn it.
Yeah, and I'm going to take out all of the OT because I know it's going to be their fault.
You know it.
I don't know, but it is.
I know. I'm stressed out because of them being here too.
Don't worry. Our plan is that we're going to have Celine let her stay with us, and then we're going to go on adventures, and we're going to stop the OT from keeping magic from everyone, and we're gonna give it back to the people.
Hell
and
yeah.
Celine's gonna join us, and you should join us too. Just come with us.
I would love.
I'll ask my dad. Actually, I don't even have to ask him. He's gonna say yes.
He'll say no. Don't ask him. Instead of breaking spokes, can we just go and say a few words about Wally?
Yeah. Let's go make up a real cool grave for Wally and leave him sausage rolls.
Well, they buried him today, but...
Well, let's unbury him. No, that's... Maybe well, bad.
Yeah, no, it's not on Barry.
Okay.
We could just say a few words.
Okay.
And you're actually walking by the graveyard as you're saying this.
Hell yeah. Okay. Yes.
And it is fully night now.
Do you think we could go by Wally's house?
Yeah, it's in the graveyard. It's like right over there.
Are there bones by Wally's house? Did he leave me my bones?
You can do an investigation.
Just a quick one. I'm not trying to like make it look like I'm mostly there for the bones. Shit. I got a 10, so I...
You find three bones.
Okay. I put them in my pocket for later. Wally, Wally was always an odd duck, but he was a duck of a different color, and he loved that color of duck that he was. And Wally will be missed. By at least us.
Wally will, you know, Wally, he was really creepy and he smelled bad.
He did.
And he didn't bathe.
Never.
And he was always covered in grave earth from digging graves.
Yeah. He kind of smelled like dirt.
But no one else would do it, and he did it. And that was actually good for us. So, thank you, Wally. Even if you were kind of gross.
Yeah. Sometimes you need the kind of gross stuff in life to make things work right.
I mean, someone's got to bury him, right?
Yeah. We could bury him.
Well, you mean just anyone else who dies?
Yeah. Like, maybe.
Do you
want to
become gravediggers?
Yeah, that kind of sounds fun. Like, maybe, what if we got really good and then we took our show on the road and we could, like, grave dig anyone? We could dig a grave.
It would be like a performance?
Yeah. Because then think about all the people who have never had someone throw a funeral for them or anything like that. We'd be the ones that are giving them the last time of their life after death, after life.
You know what? It's hard to picture, but I like what you're saying.
I think that maybe we start with like the magic revolution stuff and then we work in caretaker on the way. We can figure out the details as we go.
Like after, because we have to do something. Like we're going to do it. We're going to solve it. And then what do? Right? We're going to be so bored.
We have to think of like marketing, branding, all of that.
You know what? I feel like 1,000 times better. So thank you.
Good. You want a sausage roll?
I'm starving, actually.
Do you want to come to the tavern? No, there's OT there. Never mind. Okay. Rourke gives Lucy all of the sausage rolls that they have. Take these. Do you need more food?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay.
And she starts chowing on a sausage roll.
Hell yeah.
So, Agent Van Esper.
Yes.
Can you give us a report on Kyle Oakenbacher?
Kyle Oakenbacher?
Yes.
Yes, it's a very sad story. It's just, you know...
It is, this is what happens when they bring commoners up to be in the OT.
Yeah, it really should be kept to the, you know, premier families, right?
Apparently, they caught this man stealing.
Oh.
And then thought that they could turn him into one of us.
They caught him stealing and then they let him be a part of the OT?
Yes, well, they were going to do the normal thing, I don't know, cutting off his hand or whatever. And then they, I don't know the full story, but apparently they found out he had magic.
Hmm.
Which I don't know who he stole that from. He probably stole it from someone, right?
Well, how would one even do
that? I don't know these rats.
You're probably right. That's, yeah, he probably did. But, it's very sad all around. He seemed not well, you know? Like, maybe not in his right mind, so...
Oh, certainly not. Certainly not. So yeah. How did you... Just for me, how did you do it?
It's not a very pretty thing, but, I cast sleep on him and, you know, and then... I try not to use, my magic unduly, you know, and not be too... Especially around... these folks, so...
Yes.
Yeah, I slit his throat with my dagger after casting sleep on him, and then I don't really know what they did with the body. I think they may
doesn't
have...
matter.
You know, let the wild, little wild creatures you know, carry him away or whatever they do out here in this little, you know, podunk town.
Excellent. I've been itching to get out here into the wild, try out my skills in real life, as they say.
Well, this is definitely a great place to try out your skills in real life. It's pretty wild out here. Are you planning to stay in the town for a while or travel?
Well, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, Agent Van Esper. First, tell me of this load of theanite. Is it? It is a full load, and it is ready to go.
It is. It's ready to go. And we figured out what the issue was. They had a little bit of a hook horror issue down in the mines. Pretty simple to solve once we realized what was going on. And I led that. There's still like a bit of you don't usually get them all the first time. So to fully eradicate them, it takes some time. But no, theanite production is back up exactly where we thought it was, and we might even be able to get even more than we imagined.
So this is still a viable mine.
Absolutely, yes. Still a viable mine, and yes, there should be no issues with the supply.
Makes one wonder why there were issues previously, does it not?
I mean, the hook horror issue, you know, they don't really have magic users out here to deal with problems like that. You know, they're going in there with their little weapons and, you know, their pitchforks and their, you know, their tools. So they can't. These people can't.
They're pathetic.
Exactly.
With that in mind, have you noticed any rebellious behavior in town?
Well, other than the unfortunate encounter with Kyle Oakenbacher, and he was actually with OT, other than that, no, honestly, very, very faithful people. They, you know, worship Rhea, and things are pretty, pretty calm. Very, very simple town, you know?
Yes. Is there no priest or priestess of Rhea here?
Oh, there is. Yes, there's a priestess of Rhea.
Can I meet her?
Normally you would be, I would be happy to introduce you to her, but she's actually gone on a mission right now.
A mission?
Yeah, to do the work of Rhea out amongst, you know, the wild people in the forest. It's I guess it's a thing they deal with out here on the edge of society.
Who can understand these people?
I know. Honestly, I have been working very hard out here because otherwise I'd be bored to tears, you know?
Yes. Well, and he looks over to Chesterfield. Chesterfield gives him a solemn nod. And he goes, well, may I call you Celine?
Of course, absolutely.
Yes. Celine, we have a very delicate situation here.
Of course, yes.
We have reason to believe that Sir Rex Yowlos, you know of this man, I'm assuming?
Yes, I mean, he's, you know, the local leader.
The Castellan here, yes.
Yeah, he held a banquet to celebrate the clearing the hook horrors from the mine, so I did meet him, yes, then.
Well, we have very, very good reason to believe that he and the local tavern keeper are hatching a rebellious plot against us.
Local tavern keeper?
This very tavern we are in now.
Oh. Wow.
We have been given an order to declare martial law here and take over.
Oh, okay.
There's a battalion of OT soldiers coming by foot. They will arrive in a few days.
Wow.
Yes. People are going to be nervous. People are going to be suspicious that we're hanging around.
So we're going to need you to keep them calm.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have gotten to know the people, you know, the time being here. So, I know all the local leaders and stakeholders. I can talk to them to make sure that they're keeping an eye on folks. So just to clarify, you said there's a battalion?
A battalion, yes. It seems like overkill to me, but I suppose they'll probably have the soldiers start just clearing that mine out, you know, getting every last little scrap of metal out of it.
Oh!
But, yes.
I mean, even though, you know, the hook horror problem hasn't been fully, I mean, it's been dealt with. I did deal with it, but they come back up and, you know, wouldn't it be... I mean, I would hate for the battalion to go down in there and have to deal with those things. I mean, I would feel like my job wasn't well done.
Well, they need... It's that for some reason there's this insatiable need for more and more Theonite, and they need more and more and more. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, the Emperor apparently is just all crazed and needs this to happen. Apparently we're going to be, once the battalion gets here, we'll be arresting Yaulos, and then we are given orders, believe this or not, to be especially careful with the tavern keep. My understanding is she's a frail old lady, so...
Yeah, that's,
not too fussed.
I'm honestly quite shocked myself, because, you know, I haven't met Rex Yellows very much, but yes, I have seen the tavern keep. Obviously, I've been staying here, and I would never have suspected anything.
Well... These base creatures are very, very sly.
So is there a plan for dealing with Sir Yaulos?
Well, we just assume. I mean, look, you've gotten a few kills already, right?
I have, yes.
So, I mean, I think it, myself or Chesterfield here should probably get the honors.
I see. Okay. But you're going to wait until... For the backup.
We have to wait for the battalion, yes. Yes,
of course. Of course, that makes sense. So until that happens, we're just gonna, you know, keep it on the down low. Keep it safe, secret.
We're going to, you know, wait until the battalion gets here. We'll keep everyone calm. We'll unload the caravan. We'll take an especially long time loading it back up. And, we'll just, in 2 or 3 days, the foot soldiers will get here, and then we can just go from there. They don't need...
Yeah.
What is the guard? Five people? It's not going to be an issue.
Yeah, I don't think that will be, much of an issue here. It's a very small town, so I don't think there will be a problem. And then once everything's packed up, am I still to be stationed here, or do you know what's, you know, next for me?
No, I'm assuming we will all probably return to the capital together after the deed is done.
Great. It's been, I've been missing the capital, so.
I imagine so. Speaking of, it's been a long trip. I think I'm going to retire for the evening. This food is not agreeing with me.
Yeah, no, understandable. Think what I've been feeling the past few weeks. Sling kind of like elbows him, but then immediately is like, oh my god, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
Well, I won't keep you two.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
And good work. You seem to have done a good job here.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. All right, good evening.
Good evening. And Sling does the bow again, and watches them go up to their rooms.
I come downstairs, I guess. I don't know. Fuck.
you pass the OT members on the way up to their room.
I stand off to the side, like, very... I'm nothing. I'm worm. I'm a little worm.
And he flips you a silver piece, and he goes, don't spend it all in one place.
Silver piece? Cool. I'm adding to my shit.
So it's like every coin counts.
It is. Yay.
I come in and I guess open the door for them while they are going out. If they are going out.
Oh, no, they're going up to their bedrooms.
Oh, shit. Well, I open the door and stand there, just waiting for someone to go in or out of it.
Screech comes in.
Ugh, perfect.
Give him the worst room. The one with shit all over the bed.
We gave him your old room.
Yeah, that's the one.
Why is there a leg and ear in the trash can?
You might want to ask Rourke about that.
No, I'm good. How's everybody doing? Doing great? You look like you saw a damn ghost.
Well, and she looks up towards the rooms where the OT are and then leans into you. They're on Drama. And Rex Yalos.
And Rex Yalos?
Yeah. And they're going to take him out in like 2 days. There's a whole battalion coming.
Yo! Wow. Well, Rama's leaving.
Oh, she's leaving. Well, that's...
Rex.
That's good, but... Oh, how is this going to work?
Well,
they're going to take me back. I'm going back with them.
We all run... You cut your collar off.
Oh, fuck.
All of us run to the woods. We live with Barry for the next 20 to 30 years. I'll probably die of a heart attack.
What?
You bury me behind a big, tall tree.
Do you know what they'll do to my family if I just... disappear? Like, there's people that are gonna be affected by this.
I don't want my funeral to be like a big deal.
Lucy and I are gonna start a funeral business in the next few months to years, so we'll plan your funeral.
Okay, I love that.
Do you need somebody to help run the business? Because the OT took over the mines and now I don't have any money.
Holy shit, you guys have been... What happened? Look at you, little pee-pee boy.
These are not looking up for our riches.
I'm poor. I don't have any money.
I need all of those dollars back that I gave you.
So the OT is grabbing the mine so you don't have...
Yeah, they're going to clear it out, which means they're also...
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're going to clear it out, they said. They're going to take all the theanite. They're going in with their own shit, which also, means they're going to realize... I mean, they're going to realize I'm lying about stuff soon anyway.
God. What if we just flood the mines?
Lure them in and flood them!
That's what I've been saying!
It is funny that the flood the mine idea gets sweeter every day. I guess we could tell the knockers to... We're fucked. Well, great knowing all of you.
Can we go back to the ants? Like, something with Lucy. Like, can Lucy do something? Can we, like, attack them? Or maybe...
They seem like they barely have any idea how to control those things. I mean, they did make cool glasses for either Screech or Beholder Doodle. I think Beholder Doodle.
Look, last episode, maybe some people gave things to Screech that should have been given to Beholder. We don't know.
We don't know.
Who can say?
Unreliable narrator, for sure.
So true.
So, just the thing I'm thinking about here, because I don't really want to deal. The battalion's coming in 2 days.
Shit.
But they're up there in their room right now.
So, I guess we got to go tell Rex, at least, right? And...
And obviously it will be very quiet.
I guess Ratma might still be here. So I'm gonna play it cool. I'm gonna quickly tell Ratma, you guys act cool.
Okay.
Eat fish as normal as we always do on Fish Wednesday. So because if you don't do that, it will look really weird.
I love Fish Wednesday. There's nothing better than fish on Wednesday. It's the best day.
You're doing great. And I give Rourke a silver from my inventory. But, Michael, since I'm tracking the gold, it's an item dupe glitch. So I...
Did you just get an extra one?
It's like when you give your partner a gift from your bank account to theirs. The bank counts it twice. Idiots. I'm just going to go... I'm going to tell Ratma. I'm going to be like, oh, got to mop up some goat shit. And is Ratma still in her room?
You run up to Ratma's room, and the window is open, and she's gone. And that's where we'll end our episode.
That checks. Shit.
No, too many things. Everything is happening.
Guys, all we have to do is go live in the woods. It's not that big a deal.
At all. It'll be fine.
It's a big deal for me. I used to have a lot of money.
You are very poor now.
He's got a lot of warts he's got to take care of.
And I will be honest, that was a huge draw as to why you were so cool, is because you gave me dollars and I started a whole circus economy on those screech bucks.
Yeah.
It's true.
I've got one box left.
Give me your money. Give me your screech bucks.
I wonder how Cobblepot is doing with all of that. Like, did they also get privatized or whatever they're called, the opposite?
Oh, we're going to kill them.
What? thank you so much for listening to our beautiful podcast. You're beautiful, too. I think you look great today. If you're driving a car, get yourself some Chick-fil-A.
What? Get that.
No, get yourself some Popeyes.
Get yourself some Taco Bell.
No, you're allowed to get Chick-fil-A.
What?
We'll do this it.
One time.
Tim's not valid.
He's trying to get you canceled.
Yeah. Tim's trying to get you canceled.
Well, I know it won't get you canceled. If you head to twitch.tv/geeklyinc every Tuesday /fish Wednesday, and you can win some beautiful Die Hard dice. If you're listening right now, it's #OT to win some beautiful Die Hard dice. Thank you so much, Die Hard, for offering codes to us. Basically, you enter the code, you get money off your entire order. But if you put in the promo code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, you will get 15% off your entire order. We get a little kissy in the back end. #ad, #affiliate, or whatever. Congratulations to CMAC3500. You have won this week's Die Hard Dice Code.
Woo! Dice of the Week.
Congratulations.
I love you.
Don't choke.
Yeah, don't eat them. But do dip them in Polynesian sauce.
You can eat them once.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Thank you again so much for so many things, namely listening to this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is still listening to it even now. That's wonderful. I love you for that.
We've been podcasting for like 13 years.
So long.
A long time.
That's a long time, but I love it.
Thank you for supporting us on Kickstarter. We're so excited. We're going to have more news about that soon.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for going to geeklycon.com and buying yourself a sick new ticket to GeeklyCon.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best one ever.
It will be.
Yeah. The best ticket ever.
Best ticket ever.
All of them have been better than the one before it, I think, just because it's been more
true.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's been more fun, you know?
Hell yeah. GeeklyCon is in June this year. It's a little bit earlier this year, so.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so keep that in mind, too.
Huh.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeeklyInc. We're at D&D Podcast. And you can also find us on Instagram at GreetingsAdventurers. You can find me in all those places at Thrifty Nerd.
You can find me, Tim Lanning, on Twitter at Tim Lanning. Also, check out my Naruto podcast at Naruto Revuto. As of recording right now, we're about to hit the worst filler ever, apparently. And we just got through the worst canon ever. So get excited. We get real wild during those episodes.
You're in the valley right now, but you're going to go back up to the peak soon.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Apparently, it's the boat arc, which apparently is infamous in Shippuden. Huh. So
that'd be fun in its own way.
Yeah, exactly. So check that out. Also check out the internet and also check out Jennifer and I's Patreon for not just Tribulation Farce, but all the other fun things we do. A lot of fun stuff over there at patreon.com/contenthole.
That's right. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And from there, you can find all of my fun, spicy links at my link tree.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. You can also find me on the Game Crime stream, although not tonight. Because I'm going to bed. Also, 688-328-34-9134. That's my Pokemon Go friend code. Ooh. Send me gifts now, please.
Why are you playing Pokemon Go now? Is it good again? What's happening?
I got a coworker that's playing it, and then I just kind of like got into it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get back into it just to encourage me to go on little walks again. Because the park nearest has a lot of stops.
If it stopped snowing, I would do it again.
Michael, it's never going to stop snowing.
You live in the land of snow.
You live in New York.
You live in the snow down up north now.
That's where the snow is. You hate it.
Also, the shiny Jirachi research, you have to be best friends with 10 people. And that takes 90 days to get to best friends with somebody. God.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, golly gang, thank you so much for joining us. We will see y'all next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.